from Jakarta. Here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we will play some songs. Well, listener, I'll begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz, 4750 kHz, and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news for the headlines. Vice President Maruf Amin launches Basnas scholarships in Egypt. Indonesia has successfully curbed land and forest fires over the past 3 years. I'm Nuku Kusumawati, now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news, where Indonesian Vice President Maruf Amin launched the third batch of the 2022 National Amil Zakat Agency Basnas Scholarship at Wisma Duta, Embassy of the Republic of Indonesia in Cairo, Egypt, on Saturday. On that occasion, he emphasized in a press statement received by Antara on Sunday that the key to achieve Golden Indonesia in 2045 as a more advanced and prosperous country is superior human resources who master science and technology. President of the United Arab Emirates Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan said that Indonesia has the potential to become a great country because it has abundant natural resources and a large population. But Vice President Amin said Indonesia needs science and technology. The United Arab Emirates President's statement showed that other countries actually recognize Indonesia's great potential to become a developed country. However, the country still needs superior human resources who are able to process all the natural resources in the country. Indonesia has succeeded in reducing land and forest fires as well as tackling cross-border haze in the past 3 years. This was stated by Minister of Environment and Forestry Siti Nurbaya at the Indonesian Pavilion of the 27th Conference of Parties of the UNFCCC COP27 in Sharm el-Sheikh that was followed virtually from Jakarta on Sunday night. She also stated that reducing deforestation is one of the strategies to achieve net emission absorption in the forestry and land use sector or follow net sink 2030. Land and forest fires are one of the issues that the Indonesian government continues to handle to curb the deforestation rate by involving the public in the social forestry program. The strategy of implementing follow net sink 2030 also focuses on conserving and managing forests in a sustainable way, with the aim of reducing forest degradation caused by overlogging and forest encroachment. Indonesia also continues to take steps to protect and restore peatland and mangrove forests. The Indonesian Ministry of Law and Human Rights Immigration Directorate General starts implementing an online electronic visa on arrival and e-visa payment or payment gateway policy. This was stated by Acting Director General of Immigration at the Ministry, Widodo Eka Cahyana, on Sunday. He also remarked that this policy aligned with the Finance Minister's regulation, which allows visa non-tax state revenue PNBP payment at the Ministry of Law and Human Rights starting from November 4, 2022. This regulation endorses payment gateway as a visa payment method, be it a EVOA or e-visa. Previously, payment could only be undertaken through billing code and cash for a VOA or visa on arrival. Payment gateway is a mechanism that reads and transfers payments information from customers to provider bank account. He is optimistic that the system will broadly open the potential for tourism and economy in Indonesia, while at the same time serving as a milestone for the Immigration Director General Public Service Innovation. Mm-hmm. Let's move on to the international news, where U.S. President Joe Biden will aim to assert America's global leadership during his upcoming trip to Southeast Asia that will be shadowed by a verdict on his presidency after Tuesday's election. The foreign policy challenges that have helped define Biden's first 2 years in office, Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and the increasing influence of China will be on a full display at a pair of summits in the region. President Biden is preparing for a potential one-on-one meeting with the newly empowered President Xi Jinping, who last month won a custom-shattering third term as China's Communist Party leader. President Biden will also be confronted by global economic challenges at the Group of 20 Summit, an annual gathering of leaders from the world's largest economies. Trade Minister Greg Hands will co-host the UK's Taiwan 25th Annual Trade Talks in Taipei to boost trade and future-proof the economy through collaboration on green trade and supply chain. With its advanced high-tech economy, a GDP of over $770 billion and strong economic growth, averaging 4% over the last 30 years, Taiwan is an important trading partner for the UK. Visiting Taiwan in person is a clear signal of the UK's commitment to boosting UK's Taiwan trade ties. Like the UK, Taiwan is a champion of free and fair trade underpinned by a rules-based global trading system. North Korea's military said on Monday that recent South Korea's U.S. military exercises were an open provocation and dangerous war drill, as the South said it had recovered parts of North Korean missiles that landed off its coast. Last week, North Korea's test fired multiple missiles, including a possible failed intercontinental ballistic missiles, or ICBM, and hundreds of artillery shells into the sea, as South Korea and the United States carried out six-day air drills that ended on Saturday. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol apologized on Monday for a deadly Halloween crush in Seoul, pledging to hold to account any officials found to be responsible for sloppy responses and to reform police and safety management system. The October 29 crush killed 156 people, mostly in their 20s and 30s, and injured another 197 when revelers flooded the narrow alleyways of the popular nightlife district of Itaewon to celebrate the first COVID-19 curbs-free Halloween festivities in 3 years. Listener, now let's move on to Diplomatic Corner on Vice President Ma'ruf Amin shares dialogue with Indonesian students in Egypt.
Today's Diplomatic Corner highlights. Vice President Ma'ruf shares dialogue with Indonesian students in Egypt. Listeners, Vice President Ma'ruf Amin has shared a dialogue with Indonesian students who are studying in Egypt at the Wisma Duta of the Indonesian Embassy in Cairo, Egypt, on Saturday. A press release received by Antara News Agency on Sunday stated that a student named Muhammad Ikramurrahman Amin from the Egyptian Indonesian Students and College Students Association submitted a proposal to add an Indonesian student dormitory in Egypt. He said that the need for the construction of new dormitories for Indonesian students in Egypt is also to protect and guard students from all criminal acts ranging from theft, house rental fraud, to physical violence, which continues to increase every year. Responding to proposal, Vice President Ma'ruf Amin promised to be followed up by Indonesian Ambassador in Egypt, Lutfi Rauf. The Vice President also said that if the construction of this dormitory is realized, he has proposed to be named the current President of the Republic of Indonesia, namely Joko Widodo. Furthermore, another student named Teja Wirahadikusuma from West Nusa Tenggara asked questions about the role and contribution of students, including how to strengthen the Islamic Da'wah Wasaniyah Moderat in harmony with the life of the nation and state. Answering this question, Vice President explained that Indonesian students in Egypt must be serious in studying so that they can be graduated on time. That's Diplomatic Corner.
We begin today in history with an event on November 7, 1935 about the birth of W.S. Rendra. Willy Brodus Surendra Broto Rendra, or W.S. Rendra, is an Indonesian writer. Rendra was born in Solo, Central Java on November 7, 1935 and passed away in Depok, West Java on August 6, 2009 at the age of 73 years. From a young age, he had written many kinds of poetry, drama scenarios, short stories and literary essays in various media. He won various national and international awards, including the C. Wright Award. Let's move on to the next event in 2012 when Barack Obama was re-elected as U.S. President. Barack Obama won the United States presidential election for a second term. He shared this office with his deputy, Joe Biden. In November 2012, Obama won 332 electoral votes, exceeding the minimum 270 required to be re-elected president. With 51% of the popular vote, Obama became the first Democratic president since Franklin D. Roosevelt to get a two-time majority. We end today in history with an event on November 7, 2019, when National Puppet Day was celebrated for the first time. National Puppet Day is commemorated every November 7th. The National Puppet Day itself is regulated through Presidential Decree No. 30/2018 concerning National Puppet Day. Puppet Day is specifically established with the consideration that puppet has grown and developed into a national asset that has a very valuable values in the formation character and national identity. November 7 is chosen as the National Puppet Day. It follows the momentum of UNESCO, which established puppet as a masterpiece of the oral and intangible heritage of humanity on November 7, 2003.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Morning view. You wanna fly and simply happy.
Listener Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Deputy Minister of Trade Jerry Sambuaga says that Indonesia is ready to face an economic recession if it refers to the performance of the trade sector amid the COVID-19 pandemic. Speaking at the seminar called Can Export in Palembang on Thursday, Deputy Minister Jerry pointed out that the most obvious indicators are that until September 2022, Indonesia's trade balance still enjoy a surplus worth $39.87 billion. During the pandemic, the trade sector never experienced a decline. In fact, it continued to grow and even had a surplus. At that time, most countries were under pressures because they never thought that the pandemic would expose nearly 200 countries in the world. He also emphasized that Indonesia's trade activities monitored from export performance experiences in an increase or never had a deficit. Reflecting on the past condition, he is optimistic that Indonesia will be able to face any recession. He perceives that there is a factor that cannot be ruled out. It's the Indonesia's ability to increase the portions of exports in the form of industrial products. Currently, 70% of export products are industrial products. This means that Indonesia has a downstreaming or no longer only selling raw goods. This is Indonesia's strength to maintain the country's resilience. Meanwhile, Director of Defense Resources of the Indonesian Ministry of Defense, Brigadier General Farid Amran, said that President Joko Widodo's strong desire for Indonesia's to not only export raw goods is one of the efforts to maintain the country's resilience. Indonesia has imposed a ban on export of nickel ore since January 1, 2020, which has been stipulated through regulation of the Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources No. 11/2019. According to Farid Amran, Indonesian mining materials are the raw ones for making weapons. Thus, he said, that one can imagine if after becoming a weapon in other countries, the materials are actually used to attack Indonesia. This is certainly something that cannot be accepted. All parties must realize that no country can escape the threat of war. Take, for example, the war between Ukraine and Russia. Even though the location is far from Indonesia, but in fact is that Indonesia also experiences the impact. Therefore, Indonesia has to increase export to boost the country's foreign exchange, and domestic needs are still the main thing in the state's resilience.
Voice of Indonesia.
Menunggu kamu ya.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
VOI listener, almost all islands in Maluku such as Halmahera, Ternate, Buru, Seram, Ambon, Banda, Kei Islands, and others apply a special custom called Sasi. This tradition is what actually makes many natural tourism attractions preserved. Sasi tradition is widely applied in villages located on the coast. It can be interpreted as a prohibition to take the results of certain natural resources as a conservation effort in order to maintain the quality and population of these natural resources. Sasi is an effort to maintain the manners of social life, including efforts towards equal distribution or income from the results of natural resources around all local residents. Currently, Sasi is more likely to be customary law than tradition, because Sasi is used as a way of making policy in the taking of marine and agricultural products. There is Sasi Laut or Sea Sasi, which determines a period of pause in which the residents are not allowed to take marine resources within a certain time and in a predetermined place. With the Sasi, the residents are wiser in taking marine products. While the Sasi Laut is in progress, no one is allowed to take the animal in the designated area until the Sasi is open or ended. So, the residents have to patiently wait for harvesting this marine animal. Even though Sasi lasts for months, the indigenous people remain patient and seek livelihoods from other natural sources to meet their daily needs. During the closing of Sasi, animals will breed well and the harvest will also be more. In addition, the residents believe that people who violate the Sasi will get in trouble. However, nowadays, there are many immigrants who are difficult to control because they are not bound by this custom. As a result, the enforcement of Sasi cannot be strictly applied. The large number of migrants and large companies that take natural resources in Maluku is slowly clouding the Sasi system. For example, it happened in Nuslaur and Terbang Utara, where there were fishing boats that violated the boundaries when taking marine products. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. From Indonesia to the world.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Semalam aku tak mampu untuk lupakan kamu, membuat diri ini duadu di mabuk kepayang.
Cantik, kau cantik tiada dua, menarik membuatku terhipnotis kamu, membuat raga ini duadu dulu hati ini.
Kau memang semua tuh tertuju padamu seorang. Kau begitu lucu, tersipu, malu, karena takut padamu.
semua tempat duduk sampingku. Pegang erat dan tak akan ku melepasmu. Hanya ada dalam hatiku.
Berhati-hati, wanna make it right to get your heart, want to get your right here by my side. Hey girl, aku inginkan kamu. Hey girl, kau di dalam panganku. Hey girl, aku inginkan kamu. Hey girl, let me sing this song for you. Pada pertama kau curi mataku, kedua kau kunci hatiku. Pandang-pandangan kamu dengan diriku, lugu, lucu, lulu, kepada
kau begitu lucu.
Listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we'll introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about perjalanan dari Labuan Bajo ke Pulau Komodo, which means traveling from Labuan Bajo to Komodo Island. So stay tuned. We are going to present you a conversation entitled Wah, indah sekali. Wah, indah sekali, which means wow, it is so beautiful. This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and Ayu, a tourist guide in Labuan Bajo. Dev is amazed by the underwater view of Labuan Bajo. Let's listen to the conversation.
Wah, indah sekali.
Laut Labuan Bajo memang sangat indah.
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to give you some vocabularies related to the topic of today. I'm going to read it 2 times and you can repeat after me. Wah, wah, which means wow. Indah, indah, which means beautiful. Sekali, sekali, which means so or very. Wah, indah sekali. Wah, indah sekali, which means wow, it's so beautiful. In the conversation, you hear the sentence Wah, indah sekali. Wah, indah sekali, which means wow, it's so beautiful. In the sentence, there is an adverb sekali, sekali, which means so, really, or very. There is place after the adjective indah, indah, which means beautiful. The adverb sekali, sekali, which means so or very, can be used to strengthen the character or nature of something. In the sentence, the word sekali, sekali, which means so or very, is used to strengthen the adjective indah, indah, which means beautiful, in the sea of Labuan Bajo.
Thank you.
Now let's listen to the following examples. Besides sekali, sekali, which means so or very, you can also use the adverb sangat, sangat, or amat, amat, which also means so or very, placed before the adjective. Let's listen to the following examples. Pantai Pink sangat ramai di akhir pekan. Pantai Pink sangat ramai di akhir pekan, which means Pink Beach is so crowded at the weekends. Pesona bawah laut Labuan Bajo amat eksotis. Pesona bawah laut Labuan Bajo amat eksotis, which means the underwater charm of Labuan Bajo is very exotic. The underwater nature of Labuan Bajo is so beautiful indeed. There are some vocabularies to describe the beauty, such as indah, or cantik, elok, and exotis. Indah, cantik, and elok means beautiful or wonderful, while exotis means exotic. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Wah, indah sekali!
Laut Labuan Bajo memang sangat indah!
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite, COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegi mashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over dragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Thank you.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions, 4750 kHz for European regions, and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner, about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOI listener, today's Music Corner presents you a keroncong song entitled Tanpa Batas Waktu by Ayu Sakti featuring New Normal Keroncong Modern. The song Tanpa Batas Waktu, which means endless time, which is composed by Ade Govinda and sung by Fadli Padi Reborn, was released on July 22, 2020. The song tells about love and longing for somebody. Ade Govinda is inspired from his dream when writing this song. Alright listener, here is Ayu Sakti featuring New Normal Keroncong Modern with the keroncong song entitled Tanpa Batas Waktu.
Masih dengan perasaan
Voice of Indonesia.
Indahnya awal kita bertatap mata, ku menyapamu di seberang sana. Gundah gelisah seakan terlupa, tawa candamu mengalihkan semua. Getaran ini terasa nyata. Apakah kau juga merasa kau dan aku bersama mencari arti dunia? Kau yang terindah yang membuatku bahagia. Kau dan aku bersama mencari arti dunia. Kau yang terindah yang membuatku bahagia. Tingkahku yang terkadang kau tangisi, jangan kau pendam di dalam hati. Maaf semua takkan ku ulang lagi. Indah rasanya senyummu kembali. Getaran ini terasa nyata. Oh, apakah kau juga merasa dan aku bersama mencari arti dunia? Kau yang terindah yang membuatku bahagia. Kau dan aku bersama mencari arti dunia. Kau yang terindah yang membuatku bahagia.
It is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.voinews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz for Asian regions or 4750 kHz for European regions. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to VOI at voinews.id. I'm Putri Safitri Adela. See you on the next English program.